This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Next week, honorees will be recognized at the 70th anniversary of the 2025 Women of Achievement Award Luncheon, or the 70th anniversary of the Women of Achievement Luncheon, I should say. And so joining us now is Kathy Winter. She's the president of Women of Achievement. She joins us in studio as, man, we were just talking about the 70th anniversary of Women of Achievement and the 22nd anniversary of our own Carol Daniel hosting it.
Correct.
Thank you so much for joining us, Kathy. Yes,
thank you. I'm very happy to be here. It's a pretty exciting time for our organization. We'll have celebrated over the 70 years, 700 women that we have recognized for their volunteerism in making our community better in so many different ways. And we've been supported all that time over the 70-year course. We started with the St. Louis Globe Democrat. And then the St. Louis Globe Democrat honored the women for about 30 years, a little more. And then when they got sold, Suburban Journal and KMOX took over. And when that changed over, we end back with, again, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Ladue News, KMOX. They are all been supporters of recognizing these women in our community.
What is the process of deciding who you're going to recognize each year? How long does that take, and how do you go about it?
Yeah, it's a couple of months. What happens is our partners, you all and Ladue News, we put out a notice to the community. So we take nominations from the community online, and then we take them as a committee. We have two different committees, which we've done since 1955. That part hasn't changed. So we have two different committees, and we narrow down the first group to 25 women, and then the second committee narrows it down to the final 10. And so that's how we go about it.
I know we'll talk about this year's nominees, mm-hmm. but who are some of the women who have won in the past and what they've done?
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot of things within the community, with helping women and children in need, and putting coats on our youth. They're changing neighborhoods. They're doing neighborhood development. They've gone into wherever there has been, they've identified a need, they've gone after it. I always say the power of one is amazing, because the ripple effect goes throughout the community and helps so many people. So, you know, we end up doing a lot of things for our kids. We end up doing a lot of things for people who have been facing abuse, and we find safe havens and help and jobs and things like that. So a lot of our women have been doing that. You know, we have we run some similarities in terms of maybe what they're doing, but each takes a unique approach to maybe what they're making a difference in the community with.
Certainly in the 1950s, women did not get the recognition they deserved, whether it was professionally or what they did in the community. So something like this, hugely important, it still is. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's been enough progress made over the decades now that women do get more recognition in the way that they should?
Well, yes. I think, you know, they've made impacts in the communities in which they live. I mean, we have one lady who's an honoree this year. She takes children out of foster care who are at risk, and they're providing home housing, group housing for them until they reach a certain age. And so she's been working in that arena. She is called the Hope Ranch, and it's out in Franklin County. But it just so happens this year also we have another honoree, and she was a foster child, and she does music therapy. And so she works with all of the foster children with music, and she tries to keep it continuing with them, even if they're having to change foster homes or whatever. So it's an impactful moment for these kids to be able to learn to play an instrument and sing and do a lot of the different music opportunities for them.
You talked about the power of the individual and looking at all of the honorees. It's so nice to be able to break down maybe a bigger concept, like you said, like, okay, we're putting coats on kids or we're helping children in foster homes, but you're breaking it down to the individual personal level. Mm-hmm. Say, this is the woman mm-hmm. who's doing this. These are the children she's mm-hmm. influencing and impacting, because it really is extraordinary what one person can do. I don't know. I have a problem of thinking from 30,000 feet too much. Like they're not real people, right? Yeah, until you break it down like this.
You reach out, you know, they're able to put their hands around these kids. You know, they're able to come up and hug them. One of our honorees is Anna Warfield, and she does Nana's Closet, and she had just been driving around and she saw kids in the dead of winter without a coat, you know? And so she started a coat drive, mittens, socks, shoes, whatever. And it's blossomed. Now she's been doing that, mm-hmm. and she's done it for 3,000 kids. So, I mean, it was just one thing that she noticed that she did, and it just went out there. And it ended up, interestingly, because Jennifer Hope has the ranch out in Franklin, and some of her foster kids use Nana's Closet. So it ended up being kind of a opportunity for all of them. And it was really interesting that they all 10 this year have had some similarities in terms of what they were doing.
So the luncheon is coming up on Tuesday. How have you seen the organization, this event, change over the years?
You know, it hasn't changed all that much, because our organization in 1993, we had 15 women who had the vision when things were being sold to incorporate us. And so since 1993, the membership has been running the show. And we've stayed close to our roots and to our culture that was established back in the 50s and 60s. So we usually have about 500 people at the luncheon, and the community can come if they want. They can just get online and get a ticket. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, families, friends, sponsors that all arrive so that we can celebrate these 10 women. And it's just amazing. We do a video of them, so that's shown mm-hmm. at the luncheon as to what their work is.
And you mentioned buying tickets. So Women of Achievement, WOASTL.org.
Correct.
/event. So WOASTL.org/event to get tickets to the Women of Achievement Luncheon. It's at the Ritz-Carlton. It's been there for a while, right?
It has. It used to be at the Coruscant Room for many, many years. And then in very early on, it was... they had one of the original luncheons down at the Jefferson Hotel. And there was like 1,000 women that came to that luncheon at that time, for those women down there. But, you know, for the past 20 plus years, we've had it at the Ritz. So, yes.
So I've got this book here. All right. This book is huge. It weighs a ton.
Yes.
It's since 1955, Women of Achievement, 1955 through 2025.
Yes.
Tell us about this. Can people buy this?
Yes. In fact, we're going to, the Hunter Family Foundation graciously gave us the money to print this book, which we took, Dudley Grove was one of the Women of Achievement back in 1986, I think is her class. And she did this with Mary Kimbrough, who was at the time with the Globe Democrat too. And so they did the first 50 years of it. And Blanche Tuhill managed to talk me into finishing it to 2025. So it is big and it is a lot, but
it is.
It has a lot of our photos.
There's a lot in here.
It's a coffee table book.
Yeah.
You leave it out.
Yeah, so we will be handing that out at the luncheon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're just giving it out?
We're going to give it to our Women of Achievement.
And, oh, okay.
But if we have, it can be purchased too. So.
Oh, this excellent. Is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a coffee table.
Bookshelf.
Yes, bookshelf.
He doesn't have a coffee table.
I do not have a coffee table.
This guy.
It just occurred to me. I don't have a coffee table. But I'm taking it anyway.
Kathy, how long have you been with Women of Achievement?
I've got my honor in 2016. So I was a Woman of Achievement in 2016. And I have been president the last 2 years, vice president 2 years before that. So I've been involved with the organization for going on about 6-7 years now.
Does it feel kind of like a club?
You know what? We call it a sisterhood because what we're embracing is all of us who have worked in the community to make a difference. We're embracing all of the women that are coming now and have done this in the past. So we kind of refer it to as a sisterhood, but also it's becoming a network for our women because so many of our women now are still doing their volunteer work. So we're able to help them get connected to maybe resources that they might need or not have to, you know, rewrite a policy book or whatever, but we're able to bring our expertise to the table and help our newer honorees in the areas of which they're working in.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I love this. And just the women, the honorees, and the work that's being done, it's primarily local. Correct? Or is it
Saint
also
Louis
national?
Region.
So it is the
so
St. Louis region.
We have honorees that have come from the Illinois side as well as, you know, pretty far out in Wentzville, Franklin County, that kind of thing. So St. Louis, Southern Missouri.
I love that because it truly embodies loving your neighbor. Mm. And sometimes it can be harder to reach out, do your mission in your own neighborhood, right? I mean, I think there needs to be international work too, obviously, but sometimes you can hop on a plane, you do something for a week and you come back and you go about your life. But in your neighborhood, it's day after day. It's the people you're interacting with. And so truly loving your neighbor is a commitment.
And one of our honorees this year, she's been working with our Afghan refugees.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
She's been helping there. She saw a need and helping them with housing. She's been helping them with learning English, learning to drive a car, you know, so trying to bring these women into our culture in which to get them services that they need, that, you know, they're here, they're in our country. And so she saw a need and she felt that kind of level of kindness needed to happen. So, and then another one of honorees this year, she works with our vets. We've had a lot of them that came back from Afghanistan, et cetera. So she's been doing that with the USO here in St. Louis. And then she had, there's called Camp Hope, which I think is in Southern Missouri. And our vets can go there for a resort-like and be able to just go out into the country, and if they want to go hunting or whatever, and if they have certain limitations, they help work through those and stuff like that. So she's taking care of our veterans, which is awesome.
The luncheon to honor these women is on Tuesday, so it's a little bit less than a week from now. You can buy tickets for it. The doors are going to open at 11:15, and this will be at the Ritz-Carlton. $60 a person to get into the luncheon.
Yep.
If you are interested, woastl.org/event, or you can go ahead and call. If people feel more comfortable calling, they can do that. 314-896-4962 Kathy, it's great to have you in studio.
Thank you for having us. And again, thank you guys for being longtime partners with us. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Kathy Winter is the president of Women of Achievement. Again, the luncheon happens on Tuesday in Clayton.